To say that QuickPack, the only fish buyer in the lower Yukon, had a bad summer is an understatement. General Manager Jack Schulteis spent over $1 million getting staff and supplies to Amonik. To ensure a safe operation during the pandemic, he even added staff to the payroll. Then the fish did not show up. There have been poor runs before. The year QuickPack started its operation was one, but this time there simply were not enough fish to sell. Schulteis is sending most of his staff home, while the few that remain do some maintenance, pack up the plant, and keep the company's store open for locals. Why the Chum salmon are late and low this year remains a mystery. There's speculation that it might relate to the warm ocean temperatures earlier this decade, or be the result of competition from hatchery pinks. The Chum crash is not just happening on the Yukon. Research biologist Fred West with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it's occurring throughout the Bering Sea. Chums were late and low in Bristol Bay rivers, on the Kuskokwim and Yukon, and even in Norton Sound. In both the Bristol Bay and Kuskokwim river systems, the reds or sockeye salmon are more than making up the difference. They also came in late, but in huge numbers. The Yukon River doesn't have sockeye. Instead, it has usually had a strong summer and fall chum run. The average run is 2.5 million. This summer, less than half the predicted numbers showed up. Fish and Game has counted 700,000 summer chums on the Yukon, just enough to make managers' lower-end escapement goal. Biologists worry that the river's fall chum will also be low. Schulteis says QuickPack took a big hit, but the company will be back next year. He says the commercial chum fishery is a major source of cash for villages on the lower Yukon. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.